You are going to hear 5 extracts in which people talk about a person they are close to. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the person each speaker describes. Use the letters once only. There are 3 letters that you do not need to use. You have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
I've got lots of acquaintances, but just a couple of people that I class as being special. One of those is Cameron. He's so cheerful that it's guaranteed he'll cheer me up if I'm feeling down. I've known him for years, since we were at school, and we're very close. We have a long shared history, so we can talk about things in a way that isn't possible with other people I know.
Speaker 2.
I met Christine 10 years ago when I was a nurse, but my opinion of her wasn't very positive at first. She's one of those people who sometimes seem to be uninterested in others. But as we got to know each other, we discovered we enjoyed each other's company. We laugh about the same things and have similar interests. We're the best of friends, and even though we work in different hospitals now, we still see each other.
Speaker 3.
I left college 3 years ago and got a job in an accountancy firm, where I shared an office with John, who had joined the company the year before. It was my first job, and I was scared of making mistakes. But John was brilliant and spent hours helping me to learn new systems and processes, even though he was busy himself. We became really good friends and see each other regularly outside of work.
Speaker 4. Without doubt, my closest friend is my husband. I've got my own friends and I love them all, but Paul is obviously special. He's so laid back and patient and rarely gets cross about anything. He even kept calm when he was teaching me to drive. I kept doing things wrong and he just kept telling me not to worry about my mistakes and not to let them affect my confidence. Speaker 5.
I've known Amanda for years and, in fact, she was a bridesmaid at my wedding. But she was very ill recently and had to spend a lengthy period in hospital. I hated seeing her suffer, but I'm happy to say she made a full recovery. We both love classical music, and now we can go to concerts together again, which is great, as my husband isn't interested in that kind of thing.
You will now hear part 3 again. Speaker 1.
I've got lots of acquaintances, but just a couple of people that I class as being special. One of those is Cameron. He's so cheerful that it's guaranteed he'll cheer me up if I'm feeling down. I've known him for years, since we were at school, and we're very close. We have a long shared history, so we can talk about things in a way that isn't possible with other people I know.
Speaker 2.
I met Christine 10 years ago when I was a nurse, but my opinion of her wasn't very positive at first. She's one of those people who sometimes seem to be uninterested in others. But as we got to know each other, we discovered we enjoyed each other's company. We laugh about the same things and have similar interests. We're the best of friends, and even though we work in different hospitals now, we still see each other.
Speaker 3.
I left college 3 years ago and got a job in an accountancy firm, where I shared an office with John, who had joined the company the year before. It was my first job, and I was scared of making mistakes. But John was brilliant and spent hours helping me to learn new systems and processes, even though he was busy himself. We became really good friends and see each other regularly outside of work.
Speaker 4. Without doubt, my closest friend is my husband. I've got my own friends and I love them all, but Paul is obviously special. He's so laid back and patient and rarely gets cross about anything. He even kept calm when he was teaching me to drive. I kept doing things wrong and he just kept telling me not to worry about my mistakes and not to let them affect my confidence. Speaker 5.
I've known Amanda for years, and in fact she was a bridesmaid at my wedding. But she was very ill recently and had to spend a lengthy period in hospital. I hated seeing her suffer, but I'm happy to say she made a full recovery. We both love classical music, and now we can go to concerts together again, which is great, as my husband isn't interested in that kind of thing.
This is the end of part 3.